No! Not Starbucks! They're closing down in Portland? But why? I love this. Leftists like to show this chart, which depicts like 1979, and it shows wage and profit growth. And they're like, wages remain stagnant while CEO pay and profits skyrocketed. How could that have happened? And they go, clearly it's the fault of Ronald Reagan and trickle-down economics. And I'm like, it's also women in the workplace. I mean, I think women should be allowed to work and be in the workplace. But that doesn't mean you can't point out the obvious. When you double the workforce, supply meet demand. Supply doubles, demand stays the same. It crushes wages. All of a sudden, there's a guy. He's working at a company. He's getting paid $40,000 a year in the late 70s. Pretty good salary. Not the greatest, but good. And they go to him and say, look, you're expensive, and we've got someone who can replace you for $30,000. Oh, $30,000? How can they afford that? With a family? Well, actually, the guy's wife works. So combined, they're making $60,000, and they actually have more money than you do on your $40,000 a year salary. You can take a pay cut or you can get out. Someone applies for a job and says, look, I've got a wife and three kids. I need to make $50,000 a year. And they go, this guy over here, he's willing to do it for $30,000 because his wife has a job too. And they don't have kids, or they have one kid, and it's just like, okay. The reality here is that for better or for worse, and this is not a moral value judgment or anything like that, women in the workplace resulted in people having less kids. It resulted in lower wages. I'm not saying it's a sole factor. I'm not saying it means women shouldn't be working. No, no, no. I'm just saying, consider that. Now we need to look at that and say, if that's an issue, how do we rectify it? Well, the response from the left simultaneously is maximize the supply of labor, but then force the companies to pay more. It doesn't work that way. You can't just force companies to pay more. A minimum wage increase does have an impact. It does. It will help people on the short term, but that'll drive up inflation. I was talking to an accountant. He mentioned that when New Jersey raised their minimum wage, 20% of the companies, 30% of the companies he represented went out of business because they could not just abruptly increase all of the salaries of all their employees, all the hourly wages. It was impossible. So all of a sudden, they said, we don't have enough money. We're closing. That's what it does. These leftist policies result in stores closing, as I mentioned. It results in families unable to raise their own kids because both the men and the women are the husband and wife are working. It results in a culture of lewd and lascivious behavior. So women don't have husbands, husbands don't have wives, and the kids grow up without fathers. The kids grow up in bad neighborhoods. You get crime, homelessness, all of this destabilizing. The family is very, very important. So what do you see? A bunch of people go into Wawa and ransack it and destroy it. Crime explodes, and then people who are afflicted vote for affliction. That's reality. The people who are impoverished will vote for policies that will make things worse. This is not a moral judgment on poor people. You know, Michael Bloomberg's response was, we should tax the poor because they buy things that they don't need and hurt them. That was his policy position. He said, tax the poor, quite literally. He said, because we know what's better for them. Only because you've destroyed the family. Because you've destroyed American culture, do we have these problems? Perhaps we can solve them. I think the issue is many of these left activists have seen this and now they're excited for it. Because this is an opportunity to knock everything down and then rebuild something new. And it feels like that's what they really, really want. Starbucks getting knocked down in this way. I gotta be honest, the left was vying for this for some time. They were throwing bricks through Starbucks windows. Let me just stress this to all of you. Leftists go around smashing Starbucks windows. Did it work? No. There's a song. Oh, a song that I used to sing. Baby, I'm an anarchist. And you're a spineless liberal. But when it came time to throw bricks to that Starbucks window, you left me all alone. They say it's from Against Me. Big fan of that band, by the way. And the lyric is, baby, I'm an anarchist. You're a spineless liberal. We marched together for the 8-hour day and held hands in the streets of Seattle. But when it came time to throw bricks through that Starbucks window, you left me all alone. Liberals didn't want to do it. And rightly so. But that's the line. I think it's actually kind of funny. They've been singing songs about wanting to destroy Starbucks for a long time. Well, I got to say this, anarchists and the left ones, the liberals really outdid you. See, they were smarter than you the whole time. You complain about the liberals, but who got the Starbucks shut down? Was it your brick? No, it was the policies that led to rampant crime and drug abuse. And now Starbucks has been shuttered. Several of them, actually. This is what, number 17, I guess. There's probably substantially more because this is just the Portland one we're hearing about. So when you marched for the 8-hour day and held hands in the streets of Seattle, and then the liberals said, no, don't throw the brick. And you went, I want to throw the brick anyway. You only hurt your own cause. And it was those spineless liberals through their policies that destroyed Starbucks.